got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's the end of July. Man, this is grilling season. We just had on, if you've been listening, you know, Marcos Fernandez, Ideal Welding. But this cat is...
He's on a roll.
Between segments, yeah, I just bought a little machine shop, too. He's got things going. But this grill that he's got, if you're a serious griller and you got a few extra chips laying around, yeah, the guy's got a... If you saw a picture of this... You're like, that's only $8,000? I mean, that's what you asked. It's got mag wheels thing.
I mean, it's gorgeous. I think it's cool that he brought his posse up with him, too.
Yeah, right. Know? Yep.
He's got some good guys there. And yeah.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Smokestack lays down when you drive it around. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the George Barris of barbecues.
Right.
I mean, just incredible.
Yeah.
Yep. Great dude. But speaking of barbecues, you know, this is the time of year where we're going to throw some dogs and brats on the grill.
I thought you were going to say George Frazier.
No, that's he's got his own grill company. I'm going with Marcos over George on grill companies. But anyway, brats are not something I do a lot of, and I really don't know why.
Isn't that funny?
Because they're so much better than a hot dog. And you go to Sobeys, there might be 20 flavors of brats in the window.
I think what's nice is if you're, and what the thought was is to have a hot dog bar, and then I naturally think about brats.
Right.
But what, you know, when you're like you and I and you get these groups over, you got to kind of be practical.
Right, right.
And if you're going to buy a bunch of buns, if they're all hot dog buns, there's your opportunity to do brats.
Right. Yep.
And that's kind of how we roll a lot of times. I mean, we do tons of hamburgers and chicken and all that other stuff. But for the most part, when you're feeding a larger group, you want something you can throw some volume down in. But I'm dead serious. Sanders for their hot dogs. Dude, you got to try them. I absolutely was blown away.
So with brats, they're a ground pork product. Generally seasoned with a variety of things. If you've ever gone to a great
sausage
butcher shop, you're going to see a dozen, two dozen flavors of brats in their case. And you can tell the difference when they're cooked. But my first question...
Sometimes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
you can look at them, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, and they look unless you go to a good place to get them, sometimes you get sawdust in a casing. They're just not good, and
you're thinking of the kielbasa idol, aren't you?
Right. So, but my question to you is this: is that because it's a raw pork product and there's a natural casing on them most of the time, you got to cook them slower because if you cook them hot, that casing pops and then you lose all the juice in there. So one of the things that I've heard people do is boil them a bit first.
Not a fan.
I'm not either.
No. Nope.
But
I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to crack, aren't they?
You know, John Kogel told us, and we used to have John on the show.
Right.
He told us the proper way to cook a Vienna is to boil it first.
Right. Which was why I brought that up, because what I think that does is it partially cooks the meat on the inside, but the hydration when it's in water keeps the natural casing pliable.
Could be.
And then you crisp it up.
We'll
on
have
the grill.
To try it.
Yeah.
We'll have to try it.
Well,
let's
know,
do a dog off.
Right. Yeah, dog off.
So anyway, the thought was to have, you know, what do you lay out? If you're gonna do brats and dogs, what do you lay out and like, you know, every other Wednesday I'm doing dogs at work, right? And so each time I bring in more and more stuff, because I don't want just a dog. I chop up Vidalias and has some good mustard, and that's all I need on a dog. But I also love to have sauerkraut.
Yep, kraut's good.
Oh, yeah.
That'll, you,
on a
just
dog,
as long as the guys eat it and leave and they don't hang around your shop because they'll stink it up. But, you know, another one that people like are these shreddies, and they're a shredded dill pickle. They're long little pieces of it, and they're linear, right? And those would go really good on a dog. You know, when you get going on this bar and what to put on it, you get these Chicago dogs, and they call
them sport
peppers.
Yeah,
which are maybe like an inch long, and they're not a hot pepper. They got a little heat to them.
I think they call them bull's horns up here, maybe.
Yeah, something,
They're a little red. I used to grow them, but those are good.
Yeah.
You can buy them. I mean,
right.
If you go to Megabev down on 29th Street,
yeah,
they have a whole section of all that stuff for Chicago dog. You can get the original Viennas from Chicago there and everything.
There's a mix of that stuff. It's kind of like a pickled geo. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
What about like the Coney? I grew up in Jackson County, and that was kind of the king of the Coney.
Great idea. Great idea.
So do you do like just a meat sauce that you can meat sauce? That,
there you go again. If you're doing a hot dog bar, I mean, there's sky's the limit. I was just with a bunch of people from Cincinnati at this wedding, my family from Cincy, and we got to talking Skyline. And it's like, yeah, I really want a Skyline chili dog. And that's a Cincinnati chili. So you could do a Cincinnati chili. You could do a Western chili. You could do a Coney sauce. You could have, you know, this. You might say it's just a hot dog, but it's not when you get done with it if you do it right.
It's a stuff holder. Yeah. Is what it is. You want to put a lot of stuff on your hot dog.
It's not chili, though, because there's no beans in the Coney sauce.
The Western ones sometimes have
it. They still call it chili.
But the Cincinnati chili is really just really fine ground beef in there, and it's almost a slurry.
Right.
Right, that you put on there. Flavor's great, but
it's
texture.
It's got coffee and chocolate in it.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's no bean. But you can buy the Hormel cans in the supermarket, no bean, too, and it's still chili.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right.
Right.
But see, with the Skyline, when you go down to Skyline, and they're all over Ohio, but you start off with, if you just get their traditional dish, it's spaghetti noodles.
Right.
And then that's a one way. And then number two is with the Skyline meat sauce on it, the chili on it. That's a two. Number three is shredded cheese, and they put a mountain of finely shredded Colby or cheddar or something. It's fantastic. I'm getting so hungry. That's a three-way. And number four is with beans. So they'll put the noodles, then the beans, then the chili, and they're red kidney beans. And then number five is doing all that, and then you top it with onions.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like Skyline chili. It's hard to describe because it's not like anything else.
I'm so hungry.
Right. Yep.
I'm doing intermittent fasting, so I'm always hungry.
Right.
I'm intermittently hungry.
So it's a hot dog bar or a brat bar is what we're going. And you said some nice mustard.
Right.
I always used to like Gouldens.
Yep. Right? Yep. That's a yellow. And they've got a heavier grind mustard, too.
Some people like honey mustard.
Right. Stone ground.
Thank you.
You can make your own, too, if you just take cheap yellow mustard. You can throw some honey in it and chop up real finely some jalapenos, and that makes for a wonderful jalapeno, honey jalapeno mustard. Now, there's just a ton of ways
you can. You said you can do brats just like hot dogs, but I always, it bothered me that I would have the hot dog bun and the brat was always a little bigger.
That's a great
circumference, thought. Right? Yeah.
It's a great thought. You might want to get a bigger homemade bun for that.
Where would I get that?
Hall Street Bakery.
Right. Yep. They'll do it. And it's almost like a hoagie roll.
Wealthy Street Bakery. Those two are the same guys. They're sponsors. Wonderful one. Yeah. And they're almost as cheap as buying the junk with all the chemicals in it.
Only a lot better. Only a lot better.
Yeah, those buns were on the counter for 4 weeks, and they're still fresh.
We're using, though, they make a focaccia roll for us that we're using exclusively now for our pork sandwiches, and people are just oohing and ahhing.
Yeah, I got a couple hundred of those things coming in 2 weeks.
Wow.
For a wedding
those are square, right?
They'll do them any way you want. It's the same bread that you'd see in a focaccia roll that's square. They just make them round so we can make a sandwich out of them with pulled pork on it. But a little better than the
Costco version.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
The outside is a little bit crunchy, and it's got a little pull to it, but it's a dense roll, so if you put juicy pork on there, it just soaks up the juice and doesn't fall apart. It's perfect for a pulled pork sandwich.
And you brought up a good point, because if you're having a nice big brat, especially if you're going to someplace like Sobeys where they make them real brat, it's a big one.
Yeah.
You cook that baby down. You don't want to put it on a little cheap hot dog bun.
Right.
The Wonder
it's
Bread.
It's going to fall apart.
You're going to wonder where your bread went.
If you want to put some capusta or sauerkraut or all that stuff on there.
Yeah.
Right.
You should just cut a loaf of bread in half and just.
Yeah. Right.
God, I'm hungry. Did I tell you that?
Even a hoagie roll or something like that.
A hoagie roll?
Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I still want the brat to be the star of the show. I don't want so much bread, but you're right. A regular hot dog bun doesn't cut it.
Yeah.
Doesn't cut it at all.
Yeah. But anyway.
Or go way old school and just have the Wonder Bread like a slice and wrapped around your hot dog, because that was me growing up right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right, so. Right. You're a white bread guy.
Just
want
to do a shout out to Ideal Welding Solutions in Hudsonville. Hooterville has in the growth there. There's a barbecue star coming up. So.
Yep. He's going to do stuff. Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, and we will talk with you next week.
See you.